A federal judge in Seattle is deciding whether the Trump administration's ban on transgender people in the military is legal. The state of Washington and human rights groups are urging the court to overturn it. More from 88.5 Law and Justice reporter Paula Whissel.
It was last July that President Trump tweeted he'd decided the government would no longer allow transgender individuals to serve in the military. Almost immediately, it wound up in court and was temporarily put on hold as civil rights groups and the state of Washington, among others, argued it was discriminatory. Now, President Trump has issued a revised version of the ban. But standing on the steps of the federal courthouse in Seattle, attorney Natalie Nardecchia with the civil rights group Lambda Legal says it's still indefensible.
We're optimistic the court will ultimately agree that this ban is unconstitutional. It always has been.
In court, the attorney representing the Trump administration argued that deference should be given to the military in this matter, to which Judge Marsha Peckman responded, "We gave deference to the military when it came to banning blacks. We gave deference when it kept gays and lesbians out. And we gave deference when the military kept women from serving in combat." And she says, in all of those cases, we were wrong. Paula Whissel, 88.5 News.